请坐。
Please be seated.
我们大家一同打开罗马书第八章。
Shall we turn to the book of Romans chapter 8?
罗马书第八章。
The book of Romans chapter 8.
我们上一次念到第几节你们记得吗？
In the past, when did we stop?
啊？第二十集。好，我们已经念到第二十三节了。
23.
好，我们大家一同再从第八章第二十二节一直念到第二十五节。
We shall read together chapter 8 verses 22 to 25.
我们一同来读一二三。我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今，就不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等着得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体的属。我们的救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望不是盼望，谁还盼望他所见的呢？但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。请你注意二十一节，但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享上帝儿女自由的荣耀。
Pay especially attention to verse number 21, that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God.
然后你再我们再看第三十节
verse number 33:0,
预定所定下的人又招他们来，所招的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们的荣耀。
Verse number 30, and those he predestined, he also called; those he called, he also justified; those he justified, he also glorified.
所以你可以对照二十一节跟三十节。
So as you compare verse 21 and 30,
就是神儿女自由的荣耀。
So the glorious freedom of the children of God.
是神儿女的荣耀。
The glorious freedom of the children of God.
是称义之人以后要得的荣耀。
That is those who are justified, then you'll be glorified.
我们大家低头祷告。
So we all pray again.
主啊，我们恭敬把今天晚上的讲经大会恭敬放在你的手中，求主你真理的圣灵，就是启示圣经第三位格的上帝，自由运行在我们的心中。你不但启示真理在圣经里，你引导你的真理在我们心中，更引导我们进入你的真理，好像我们与你所启示的真理合而为一，这样我们在你的道中，在你的真理中间就享受自由。因为你说你们要晓得真理，你们就得以自由。我们感谢我们赞美你，不是你的仆人能行这事，乃是你的灵才能行这事，是你的灵启示真理，是你的灵重生我们，是你的灵使我们成为上帝的儿女，是你的灵引导我们进入真理。我们感谢赞美你，启示真理的圣灵今天也引我们进入真理，使我们在一位的灵里面领受得知真理而得的喜乐，因知真理所盼望的荣耀。你听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求的，阿们。我们再次传讲的，这世界万物都在苦难之中。
In the past, we preached the whole world is subjected to suffering.
所以表示这现存的世界不是终极性最后的目的。
Which means this created world is not the ultimate purpose of creation.
如果现存的世界就已经到了终极的目的的话
，If the existing world had reached the ultimate purpose,
不等于说充满苦难的世界就是神终极性的这一个创造的目的了吗
？It doesn't mean that this does it then mean that this suffering world then is the ultimate purpose of God?
我们说这个世界不完美。
We know that this world is not perfect.
我们在世界中间许多失望的事情。
And in this world, there are many things we deserve disappointed.
我们的心没有满意。
And our heart are not contented.
那是因为我们里面有个完全的观念。
That's because in us there's a concept of perfection.
这个完全的观念不等于是完全的本体。
This concept of perfection doesn't mean it's a substance of perfection.
完全的本体是完全的本体。
The substance of perfection is perfection itself.
完全的观念是对完全本体的向往、了解跟猜测。
The concept of perfection is the desire, longing, and also understanding of that perfection.
这个在所有哲学理论里面没有办法解决的一个问题。
So in all the philosophy of pursuit, they cannot solve this problem.
就是为什么人会感到这个世界不能满我们的心灵？
Why is that, that this world cannot satisfy our heart?
为什么要满你的心灵？
Why is that to satisfy your heart?
你是谁？
Who are you?
你有什么都应当满足才对的。
Why is that thing to be satisfied for you?
但是事实不是如此。
But the reality is not so.
老一辈的人看年轻的人很看不顺眼。
Those who are older generations would not feel comfortable with those who are younger generations.
你们现在还埋怨什么呢？
What are you going to murmur for?
你生活这么好还不满意什么？
You live so comfortably yet you're not satisfied.
你知道你父亲小的时候没有冷气，没有电视，没有收音机，没有汽车。
Do you know that your old man when he was young he doesn't have TV, doesn't have air conditioning?
你现在什么都有了，你还不满意？
But now you have everything, you're not satisfied.
那你对你的父亲的时代不同了。
Then you tell your father the time is different.
你生在那个时代，那困难是你应当受的。
You live in that age, you must take the suffering of that age.
我生在这个时代，这个时代享受是我应当的。
But I'm born in this age, I should also enjoy the convenience of this age. 那么，
当你讲这句话的时候，你父亲就记得他也曾经对你的祖父讲过同样的话。
So when you say that to your father, you say that, well, I also said to my grandfather.
因为当你父亲年轻不满意的时候
，So as your father was young, he was not happy.
他对祖父说这个不够，那个。不够。
He tell the grandfather this no good, that's no good.
他的祖父说不是这样，你要知道你的父亲呢、啊，从小用油灯，你用电灯。
But then his grandfather was say that you must be satisfied because when you were young, you did not use the bulb, but you use the oil lamp.
从前我们坐马车，你现在可以坐摩托车、坐脚车。
In the past we had a horse car, but now you have bicycle, you have motorcycles.
那么下一代等你老了，你的孩子又对你不满意的时候。
So the next generation, when you get old, they will complain to you.
他说坐火箭有什么奇怪呢
？Say what's so fun, what's so amazing?
你说哇，那新鲜的不得了的东西。
That's so fresh, isn't
it? 所以这样的人一代一代传下去。
So generation after generation.
怎么进步都不能满足人的心。
But how you progress, you cannot satisfy man's heart.
那人的心愿里面那个完全的求全哇，求全的心理哪里来
？So the desire of perfection in man, where does it come from?
所以这个在自修界里面没有办法解答。
So philosophy cannot answer that.
那个绝对的观念。
Those the absolute concept.
求全的心理。
The desire.For perfection.
完全的意思
and also the consciousness of perfection.
这个到底是后来有的或者本来就存的
Does it come earlier or does it come later?
如果这是先存的
If it's pre-existing
与生俱来的
or innate
那么到底在我们生命中间为什么会有这个有这样的一个层次
Then when you ask in our life how come we have this level of desire?
那这个层次不可能从进化产生出来
And this kind of aspect cannot come from evolution.
进化是从不完全也没有办法把我们带到已经完全。
Because this evolution cannot bring us from imperfection even to perfection.
那么他们自己承认在进化的过程的中间。
So they acknowledge the evolution in the process.
但是完全不是过程。
But perfection is the process.
完全是个终极点。
Because it is the ultimate point.
所以如果人有一个终极点的观念，而自己又不在终极点，这不是很苦吗？
If man have a concept of ultimate point and yet he himself is not in the ultimate point, then he was in suffering.
正像两个人真正相爱没有办法结婚一样的痛苦。
Like a two person truly in love but cannot get married.
所以他就想着我应当是已经结婚了。
So then they would think that I would have been married.
我们是真正相爱。
Because we truly love one another.
真正相爱的终极点就是结婚。合二为一建立家庭
because the ultimate point of truly loving each other is when you get married and have a home
有了绝对真相爱的这个终极的这一个内容却没有终极的那个实际那个遥遥无期的终极就变成一个痛苦
if I have that absolute content but without that absolute reality then it's a far away reality
所以人的完全观
so man's concept of perfection
人的求全心理
and the desire longing for perfection
人的绝对意识
and the absolute consciousness
你没有办法解释
it's something you can explain
除非你知道圣经所讲的一句话人是造作上帝的形象样式造的
unless you know what the Bible says that man is created after image and likeness of God
除此以外没有办法解释人为什么有这个最高的理想有求全的心理
Other than that, you cannot interpret and explain why is that men have this long desire of perfection
那么有了这个求全的心理怪不得我们不达到的时候我们就感到自己受苦
It is because you have this concept of perfection that's why when you cannot reach it you feel disappointed
所以对你来说很苦的东西对别人来说一点也不苦
Do you something that you suffer other one of you is suffer
现代人的痛苦到底是什么痛苦
The suffering of today's man what kind of suffering we have
真正的痛苦使我们产生痛苦的感觉呢
Because the true suffering that you produce the feeling of suffering
或者因为没有达到我们求全心理终极的那个要求 以至于感到有距离所产生的痛苦。
Oh, it's because we cannot reach the ultimate point and the distance of the ultimate point, and that's why you feel suffering.
那么那个终极点是未来的吗
？And the ultimate point is something in the future.
求全心是过去的吗
？So the heart of perfection is something in the past.
从人类的祖先就有求全的心。
Coming even from the Taiwan ancestors, they have a heart of perfection.
到了世界快要结束的时候，还没有终极的完全。
Even coming to the end of the year of mankind, they still not reached the ultimate point yet.
这个矛盾更没有办法解释。
And that conflict we can explain.
除非你回到圣经里面看到人有堕落的事实，在历史上曾经有过，否则你更不能明白人。
So when you come to the Bible, you know that there's the reality of the fallenness of man. If not, you cannot interpret all these things.
所以我们在劳苦叹息的中。
So we are in labor and vanity.
我们在从来不满足的光景。
And also in a situation for which we never feel satisfied.
我们在最高的理想跟没有达到理想的空间中间。
We are in living in that space whereby there's an ultimate point and this point whereby you cannot reach the ultimate point. 眼睛
的人都流过泪。
And also in young men have shed tears.
凡有气息的人都叹过息。
Those who are living have sighed.
凡有心的人都伤破过他的心。
Those who have heart have also been put in their heart.
无论你多有钱。
No matter how rich you are.
无论你多英俊。
No matter how beautiful you are.
无论你多美丽。
No matter how handsome you are.
无论你生活多顺利。
No matter how smooth sailing you are.
只要你是人，你就有矛盾的一方面。
As long as you're man, there's a conflict and paradox in you.
保罗在这里看到的这个光景呢
？Paul here see this situation.
是关系整个人类的命运的关系。
It concerns about the destiny of mankind.
整个世界在劳苦叹息的中。
And also the whole world is subjected into the vanity.
整个人类在劳苦叹息的中。
The whole world is subjected to this vanity and emptiness.
不但如此。
Not only so.
他说，连我们这些上帝的儿女也在劳苦叹息。
Even we who are the children of God also is subjected to this suffering.
当保罗讲这句话的时候
，When Paul said this,
他是没有把基督徒跟罪人分开来谈。
He did not separate the Christian and the sinners.
当基督徒称义的时候，从地位来说，已经从罪人的身份被神称为义。
When Christians have been justified, they have been justified from sinners and then become a righteous man.
所以我们的地位不是罪人。
So positionally, we are not sinners.
但是义人还在罪人中间过生活。
But righteous men still living among the sinners.
义人还在罪的环境中间过生活。
And living in the situation of sins.
而义人好像罪人那样，还有一些的苦楚是有口不能说出。
And the justified men still have some suffering whereby you cannot explain with a word.
所以我们一方面有神应许我们的未来。
So on the one hand, we have a promised future from God.
一般我们要在现今世界中间不能达到的那个困难。
But from the other hand, with this suffering, whereby we cannot reach the ultimate point.
所以连神的儿女也在劳苦叹息。
So even the children of God are under suffering and sighing.
这样就把普世用一个大同的现象把它统一起来。
And because of that, we can generalize the whole world with this phenomenon.
万物劳苦叹息。
All things are sighing and laboring.
你看看牛走得很辛苦吗
？You see cow do they also climb?With difficulty.
你看看所有的动物找一餐饭很辛苦。
You see the all animals to find a food is difficult.
你看整个大自然在痛苦的叹息。
The whole nature is subjected under the suffering.
他们在求生存。
They want to fight for existence.
他们达到生活比较适合于他们所需要的一些奋斗。
And also they want to struggle with comparable to the situation.
人类更是如此。
Oh, even more so for
me. 那每一个人看别人，他很舒服，我很苦。其实他看你也很舒服，他很苦。
When we see others are the more comfortable than we do, but he sees the same thing from us.
所以每一个人都在苦的中间感受自己存在的困难。
So everyone is in suffering and knowing their existential suffering.
且从现象看别人存在的快乐。
And also from this phenomenon, when you see people's joy in the suffering.
当你看人芭蕾舞的时候
，When you see their dancing ballet,
多么漂亮
！So beautiful.
其实你好好练习，就比她漂亮。
Actually, if you can.Practice can even better than that. But you do not know their process.
So
you
看到表演的时候，以为他世界最幸福的。
When you see that they are performing, they are the most blessed people.
他就是那天早上失恋，晚上还是要表演的，不然没有薪水。
But even on that morning, he jilted at night, he's going to perform, and now he won't get paid.
一方面表演得很漂亮，一边心中苦得要死。
So you dance very gracefully, but in the within his heart, her heart, she suffers.
所以每个人看别人都很好，看自己都很苦。
So others will see others, okay, and they themselves suffer.
但是当灵性 转过来的时候
But when they turn spiritually
你能体恤的别人很多痛苦我应当怎么帮助他们你就变成生命丰盛的开始
That you're compassionate people are suffering How can I help them? Then you'll be enriching the spirituality
那是一天到晚想帮助别人的人不是自己没有困难
Those day and night want to think of how to help others It's not because they don't have suffering for themselves
他能胜过自己有困难的这个感受
But they can be victorious over their feelings of suffering
而先感受到别人所受的困难
But they first want to feel the sufferings of others
那么照着耶稣基督所讲的话你要舍己不是以自己为中心就变成吃不是变成受的人
Then as what Jesus has commanded you must deny yourself and that's why the giver not the receiver
这怎么可能呢
How is it possible?
刚才我从飞机场到城市来的时候
So just now I stayed there from the airport coming to the city
我就一面记得一个曲子我就在吹口哨
I remember a tune and I was whistling
我在坐在车上我就吹口哨了
I was in a car I was whistling
那司机说 You must be very happy
他说你应该是很喜乐的人吧
你一定是很幸福的人
You must be a very blessed man
一定是很快乐的人
Must be a very joyful man
他好像看到仙坐在他旁边一样
It's as though the fairy was sitting beside him
我说 I'm a music lover
我说我是喜欢音乐
我喜欢音乐
I like music
我就告诉他我喜欢音乐
So I told him I like music
你知道他们怎么回答
You know how he answered
Okay I turn music for you
然后我把这个音乐开给你听好了
他就开一个印度音乐给我听
Indo music
整条路吵死了
It was so noisy
我不是要那个音乐
I don't know what kind of music
所以呢我就变得更苦了你懂吗
So even more suffering I had
因为那个音乐的叮叮咚咚叮咚我根本气死了
I was so troubled by the music
然后他盼望我谢谢他 I like music and give me, you give me music
So he thought that I would thank him because I love music and I give him music he said
到半路的时候
Halfway,
他说这个 music 好像不大好听
This is not too good, this music,
我心里说早就不好听了不是
well, early on I saw that it's not good
他就转另外一个电台
So he tuned to another station
更吵
Even worse
但他感到很好听
But he thought it was good
我就求主赦免他
So I asked him to forgive him
我就求主忍受
Oh, 我就忍受 I have a patience for that
到最后呢
And finally,
他还问我 Is music good?
他就问我音乐好吗
It was very good for you 我说
对你是好的
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear friends
每一个人都看别人很好
Everyone thought others is good
但每一个人都有他的痛苦
But everyone has his own suffering
都有他的困难
His own difficulties
连上帝的儿女也劳苦叹
Even the children of God suffer
那么你说我们在世界跟非基督徒有很多一样的困难一样的叹息那做基督徒有什么不同的地方
You see that living in the world we have the same suffering as compared to the non-Christian then what for to be a Christian then
你们做基督徒有没有困难啊
Do you have difficulties
有没有啊
Do you
有没有
Do you
有的举手
都是
要哦，没有的，大概没有手。手放下来。那没有困难，你跟非基督徒怎么不同呢
？So then you have suffering. What's the difference?
像我不信耶稣，不是一样的吗
？Is it the same?
不是。
No.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为你在这个过段的中间。
Because in this period of process,
你有盼望。
You have hope.
是与他们完全不一样。
Was totally different from them.
所以我们。面向永恒的时候
so when we face eternity,
我们就变得有一个现在的苦难跟未来永远的荣耀之间的对比产生一种认识论是他们没有的
There is the kind of knowledge produced when comparison of the eternity and also the present suffering
我们这样的事呢用女子做比喻是比较容易的
If you use a lady to make comparison it's easy to understand
女孩子从来没有做过妈妈
a lady who has never become a mother
后来怀胎的时候
But later on when she's pregnant,
她多数太太是比丈夫更年轻。
Most of the wife is younger than the husband.
多数丈夫没有办法安慰太太的。
Most of the husband cannot give comfort to the wife.
怀孕痛苦不要紧，不要紧。
Never mind when you're pregnant.
你怎么安慰？你没有怀孕过嘛
？Because you've never pregnant before.
所以你的生命比她更老，更多经验，也没有办法帮助。
So even though you're older, you're more experienced, you cannot help her.
你年龄比她大也没有用。
Even though you're older, it's no help.
因为她是一个女人，会怀孕，你不会。
Because she's a woman, she can get pregnant, but you can't.
你生命更更多精力也没有办法把这个精力归到可以做他安慰他的这个资格的上面
The experiences that we have through age cannot help her to relieve her pain
Do not make you qualify
不是自己更有资格
所以你没有办法安慰他的
No way to comfort her
结果怎么办呢
Now what to do now
摸摸他就是了
And you just pat on her
你怀你的孕我摸我的
So you are pregnant I'll pat on you
那这个女孩子就要当了她不能问什么人了
So of course, this woman wants to take it up.
她知道我要做妈妈了。
I want to be a mother.
所以当这个胎越来越大、越来越大的时候
，So when this baby become bigger and bigger,
不是说主啊太重了，就明天越来越轻、越来越轻。
Not to say that God is so suffering, so heavy.
如果祷告完了，越来越轻、越来越轻，那糟糕，又生出一只老鼠出来怎么办
？If after prayer become lighter and lighter, then the produce a rat.
就九个多月一定越来越大。
9 months it will become bigger and bigger.
越来越重的。
Heavier, heavier.
有一个女孩子还没有生孩子以前
，Then we have this lady before.Before she give birth,
她做妈妈以前
，Before she become a mother,
怀的胎大得不得了。
And this baby was so big.
我说是不是双胞胎呢
？Is it twin?
因为我们男人不能以为我双胞都两倍大。
And because we thought that twin must have double the size.
他说医生说只有一胎，
yeah,
只有一个孩子
，Only one baby.
后来生出来只有一个孩子。
So later on, giving birth.
那生完了以后呢
？After birth,
他一共体重减轻了16公斤。
16 kg was deducted.
我说呢，那你的孩子这么大吗
？Is it that big on your baby?
不，我的孩子就只有3公斤吧。
My baby is 3.8 kg.
那么其他11公斤是什么呢
？What about that 11 kg?
他说胎里面不但的孩子还有很多水的。
No only.We have the baby. There are many water, much water.
所以一个孩子只有4公斤。
4 kg 的 baby.
另外有10多公斤的东西在里面。
More than 10 kg of other things.
那你想想看，如果你拿一个皮箱贴在你肚子上，9个月不可以放下来。
If you have a leather bag and then place it there, you cannot remove it for 9 months.
你走路，你上楼，你坐下，你吃饭，那个皮箱一直粘在你肚子上。
So whether you climb or you eat or run, you have that bag there.
那你就稍微了解一点点了。
Then a little bit you would understand.
为什么一点点呢？
What about
因为你这个皮箱就是个死的东西嘛。
Because this leather bag is a dead thing.
但里面那个东西会动、会踢、会跳的。
But the baby inside can move.
所以还有责任感的。
So there is a sense of responsibility.
如果我吃的不好
，If you can, if you don't eat well,
它不健康。
Then
我吃太多药
the more medicine I take,
他残废
it might be
我吃错了东西
if I take wrong things,
因为他身体受妨碍
it might be reformed,
那怎么办呢
reformed, what
所以一个女人怀胎到生孩子的时候
so for a woman to get pregnant and give birth,
那个困难
that suffering,
天天加的重担
and also the weight that's at every time,
他从来没有过的经历
and the experience that experience
心理上给他产生的缠绕是大的不得了
psychologically it troubled her very much
但是为什么他承担得来
but why is this she can take it up
只有一件事
only one thing
我盼望他生出来就说我做妈妈
I hope that when it is born I'm a mother
那一天
that day
这些重担都下去
all this heavy weight will be lost
那一天
that day
我要亲自看见一个有眼睛有鼻子有耳朵的
Personally, I witnessed someone with a heart,
小小的
with a year small,
是我的孩子
It is my
是我爱情的结晶
It is a crystallization of my love
是我为我的丈夫所带来的后代延续的生命
It is also the offspring that I brought for my husband
为了这个继起的生命
Because of this life coming
为了我的生命可以享受再生的生命
Because my life can enjoy the joy of reproduction
所以这个痛苦算什么呢
So then what's suffering
所以当一个女孩子
So when a woman
吃得太胖走路一定很害羞
When she's too fat because of eating she feels quite shameful
但是当一个快要做妈妈的人
But when a lady about to give birth
她在那里走路的时候很威风
She will walk very gracefully and with pride
虽然身材不像少女那么美丽
Even though the figure is not that beautiful
但是这是人类延续的记号
But then there's a sign of man's extension
这是非常美的
Something was so beautiful
你们做丈夫的人
You who are husband
看见你太太怀孕的时候你要特别爱她
When you see your wife is pregnant you must love her even more
你要用另外眼光看她比少女更美
And you want to see her even more beautiful as a lad
原来她是你把她弄成这样的
You are the one who caused her to be so
你还嫌她现在胖了不好看
How can you say that she's ugly now
她静静地承担了后继生命来临的重担。
She is there very quietly to bear that next generation.
你应当更安慰她。
All the more you should comfort her.
更了解她。
Understand her.
啊，这些从来没有做过妈妈的女人。
And all these ladies who have never been a mother before.
怎么来的力量有这么大的耐心来承担这么大的困难
？How can they have this kind of strength and patience to bear this kind of suffering?
只有一个原因。
One first reason.
盼望。
Hope.
盼望。
Hoping.
使痛苦。变成没有价值。
So that this suffering would have not have value at all.
盼望
Because of hope.
是痛苦的声音被扑灭下。
So that this voice coming from suffering now is being quenched.
盼望
because of hope.
产生的比痛苦更有意义的意义。
It produces the meaning which is more meaningful than suffering.
痛苦可以带来一些意义。
And suffering can bring some meaning.
但是痛苦以后新的盼望的意义比痛苦的时候得到的价值还更大。
But the meaning and valuable hope that come after the suffering is more meaningful.
这是基督徒。
This is Christian.
跟非基督徒不同的地方。
And the difference as compared to non-Christian.
一个基督徒好像跟别人一样，在这个世界有烦恼。
A Christian like other that just suffer.
万物劳苦叹息。
All things suffer.
等候得赎的日子。
Waiting for the day of redemption.
这个 universal redemption.
这个宇宙性的这个救赎，
全宇宙神要怎么样救赎呢
？And how did God want to save this whole universe？ 刚
刚你说的基督徒也在劳苦中间
，And Christian also under suffering。
基督也等候得赎的
，Also waiting for their redemption。
但是神把这个盼望放在真正信仰的基督徒心里面。
But God has put this hope in the true faith of true believers。
所以我们等到面对未来的盼望的时候
，So when we face that hope of eternal，
看到现在的苦难
，Seeing our own present suffering，
就不足介意。
Then we thought that it is nothing。
所以这个盼望是很大很大的力量。
So this hope is a great force。
今天许多基督徒没有力量。
Today other Christians are without strength，
因为他们没有用他们盼望的特权。
Because they do not exercise the privilege of the hope，
没有揪到他们在盼望的这一个地位的上面。
They do not understand that they are not standing in a position of hope。
我如果没有盼望的话
，If I do not have hope，
我的生活就面向消灭，面向结束，面向黑暗。
Then my life will face darkness, also destruction.
如果我充满盼望的话
，If I'm full with hope，
那么未来就在前头。
Then the future is just in front of me.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
你的盼望越高
，The higher your hope is，
你就感到你苦难的步骤就越快。
The more you find that the steps of suffering is quick enough，
你的盼望越高
，The higher your hope is，
你感到你现在到你所盼望的这一个。这路程就越短。
The more you know that it is short for us to go from this distance to that distance。
至少这个感受所带来的力量是大的。
Even that of power from the feeling is great。
你们吉隆坡有了双塔以后
，You know, you Kuala Lumpur had a twin tower。
你们找方向比较容易，对不对
？It's easier for you to find a direction。
你的开车开车，那个塔出现，你就知道你大概在哪一方面。
Driving is easy，
对不对
？You know where you are。
啊，你知道不太远了，因为就在塔下面了。
And when you're too very close， you know that just behind。
因为它很高。
You know it's very high.
站在那里
When you stand up,
告诉你我在这里
I'm here,
你向我这里来吧
come to my
desk, 那你就靠近哪里了
then you are closer to which
那这个高的标
This is a landmark of highness,
就是标杆
and also that is a landmark,
就是目的
it's the purpose,
就是盼望
it's hope.
我们的神所给我们的盼望高高的从天上赐下
The hope that God has given to us come highly from the heaven.
我们有这个盼望以后
We have this hope.
我们就在这个速度中间感到不是太痛苦了。
Then in that tempo, in that speed, we don't feel that we suffer.
在距离方面感到不是太遥远。
Then even the distance, we don't find that it's far.
世界最远的路就是遥遥无期、不知何时终止的路。
The furthest way in the whole world is a way that sees no end.
从前有一件事我不懂，后来有一个人提醒我，忽然间醒悟过来。
In the past, is one thing I couldn't understand, but someone reminded me and understood.
他说：“为什么小孩子不要跟爸爸一直走一直走呢
？”He said, "Why is it the children doesn't want to walk a long way with the father?"
因为爸爸知道他要走多久，孩子不知道要走多久。
Because the father know how long he want to walk, but the boy doesn't know.
爸爸知道几点要回家，孩子不知道，他就一直跟着，不知道到哪里去，他气死了。
And because the father know what time he want to come back.
你有没有告诉他再过两个钟头就回去了
2 hours more,
走了这个商店在那个商店我就带你回家了
shop,
他只知道一直跟一直跟一直跟
he know,
所看的都是你要买的不是他要买
的 he,
他停下要看他看你把他拉走、
so、when wait to see,
他要买你说不要吵
say, don't, make noise,
所以他跟你走不知道走到哪里去、
so、he follow you, doesn't know where he
不知道走到什么时候
don't know what time
所以他没有终极观念的跟随是痛苦的
so, following without knowing the ultimate point is suffering.
但是今天的圣经告诉我们
But today Bible tells us,
我们的盼望
our hope,
使我们对现今所受的苦不足介意
because of that we do not feel anything about today's suffering、
哦、这个盼望的终极是什么呢
and what's the ultimacy of that hope?
上帝的儿女们的荣耀的 自由。
The glorious freedom of the children of God.
我们再读第二十一节好不好？
Read verse number 21 again.
罗马书第八章第二十一节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 21.
这是一个很特别的名词。
It's a very special term.
但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制。
That the creation will be liberated from its bondage to decay,
得享上帝儿女自由的荣耀
and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God.
这个荣耀是什么荣耀呢？
What is that glory?
是神要给他儿女的荣耀。
That is the glory God wants to give to His children.
这荣耀是什么荣耀？
What's glory?
是从辖制中间得的自由的荣耀。
What's to be liberated from bondage?
这个荣耀是什么荣耀？
What kind of glory is that?
上帝儿女自由的荣耀。
That is the glorious freedom of God's children.
这个是什么呢？
What is that?
就是终极要来到的。
That's the ultimate that will come.
终极要来到的成为盼望。
And also the hope that's ultimate and that will come.
为的是这个盼望。
Because of the hope.
我们对真的路程。真的距离就不足介意。
To the whole journey, the whole distance, we do not care at all.
你们很多人知道《三国演义》的故事。
Everybody know about the three kingdoms.
那么呢，这个曹操的兵队有一天呢，口渴的半死。
You know, one day this army of Cao Cao feels so thirsty.
曹操用什么办法解决这个问题呢
？And how did Cao Cao solve this problem?
你们再走不久就有这个什么梅林。
You walk a few more miles, you'll see this whole forest of plums.
梅林。
The plums.
他们梅很多梅可以在那边吃。
And there are many plums there.
所以这些人听了就口里就吃成生口水出来。
When people heard that, they had a saliva oozing out.
你吃了口水了就不口渴了。
And they do not feel thirsty anymore.
所以这个呢就使他们产生了一个再走几步有新的盼望。
And then they will walk a few more steps and there's a new hope waiting for them.
那时候他们对口渴就变成不是太大的事情。
So thirsty is not something with cost trouble.
那个曹操曹操所讲的梅林真的来到吗
？And also the forest of plum that Cao say is it there？
人所讲的不一定有。
What that man say may not come。
神所应许的一定成。
But what God promises will surely realize。
所以今天抓住我们的信仰。
One day today we're going to catch hold of our faith。
认清我们的盼望。
Knowing our hope。
跟随圣灵的引导。
For the guidance of Holy Spirit。
已经是神的儿女。
We are children of God。
神的儿女终极就是荣耀。
So the ultimate of the children of God is the glory.
盼望荣耀就产生自由，脱离辖制。
And because the hope of glory are liberated from the bondage of decay.
当我们有一天有神荣耀给他儿女，让他自由享受这荣耀的时候。
When one day we can enjoy this glory God want to give to His children.
万物要与我们一同享受神儿女荣耀。自由的荣耀。
The all created things will also share this glory God will give to His children.
这就是二十一节的意思。
And that's the meaning of verse 21.
那我们大家再读第二十二节。
So we read verse number 22.
第二节不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体的书。
第七节，
二十二节。
Verse number 22.We know that the whole world, co-creation, has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time.
二十三节。
Verse number 23, not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruit of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies.
那么这里的到底呢最后的荣耀是什么时候来到呢
？Then when will this final glory come?
这里就指出来了。
Can you point out?
身体的书。
A redemption of a body.
什么叫做身体的书呢
？What's the redemption of a body?
救赎的成全的最后一步。
That's the last step of salvation.
那么神给我们的救赎到底可以分成几个步骤呢
？Then how many stages is God's redemption for us?
三大步骤。
Three.
第一个步骤。
The first.
就是灵魂的救。
Our souls are redeemed.
第二。就是生活的胜。
Our life is victorious.
第三
，the third
就是身体的赎。
Our body is redeemed.
好，我们大家再念，都听一次啊。灵魂得救
，salvation of our soul.
The soul is saved.
The soul is saved.
啊，第二，我们的生活 ，our living is victorious. 得胜
，our living is victorious.
啊，我们第三步就是身体的赎。
Our body is redeemed.
啊，身体的赎什么意思呢
？What is my redemption of the body?
那个时候，所有的腰酸背痛、牙痛、头痛，什么痛都没有了。
All the ache and the big pain that you have is going to disappear.
我们的身体要改变。
Our body will be changed.
怎样改变呢
？How did it change?
从软弱的变成刚强。
From weakness now to strong.
从属地 的变成属天。
And from earthly now heavenly.
从物质的肉体的变成属灵的。
From matter now to spirit.
从这羞辱的变成荣耀的。
From sinfulness to glory.
从暂时的变成永恒的。
From temporal now to eternal.
从能死的身体变成不能朽坏的身体。
From the decaying now become the immortal.
那是什么呢？
What's that?
就是像耶稣基督从死里复活的时候，那个复活的身体的性质一样样。
Like Jesus Christ when he was resurrected, he had a resurrected body.
所以基督是初熟的果子。
So Christ is the first fruit of redemption.
我们是初熟的果子，就复活的初熟的果子。
He is the first fruit of resurrection.
The first fruit of the resurrection. 而我们以后要像他一样的。有他复活有那种身体的性质。
Then we will be like him, we'll have that resurrected body.
那谁能做这个工作呢？
Who can do this thing?
就是第三个位格做这个工作。
That the third person in the triune God.
就是圣灵。
The Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵在我们这必死的身体上运行。
So upon this decaying body, the Holy Spirit works.
有一天荣耀日子来到的时候。
One day when that glory will come.
我们变成不能朽坏的人。
We become someone who is immortal.
我们就变成一个人复活的身体。
A resurrected body.
那么你说我如果没有死，我怎能变这样的身体呢？
If I have not died, how would I have this glorious body?
所以哥林多前书第十五章告诉。
That's why in 1 Corinthians 15 says.
有一天号筒要吹响。
One day when the trumpet sounds.
死人要复活。
The dead will arise.
或做没有死的人要改变。
Those who are alive will be changed.
死人复活，就像耶稣基督复活得到那种新的身体。
The dead will be raised.And had a body that Christ Jesus resurrected body.
或者没有死的人就改变身体的体质变化。
Those who are alive will change the body form.
变成有复活身体的那种性质。
And also with the nature of that resurrected body.
有复活身体那种荣耀。
And also with the glory of resurrected body.
不但是得回亚当在犯罪以前原先被造的荣耀。
Not only you gain also the glory of Adam before his fall.
而且超越亚当犯罪。以前被造时候的荣耀。
But it transcends the glory of Adam when he was created.
因为亚当没有犯罪以前的荣耀是被造人性无罪时候的荣耀。
Because the glory of pre-fall of Adam is a created glory.
那我们身体得赎以后的荣耀。
Then the glory coming from redemption of body.
是神的儿子们的自由的荣耀。
It is also the glory of the freedom of God's children.
所以耶和华见证人所讲的话是不对的。
So Jehovah Witnesses they say something wrong.
耶和华见证人讲一句很伟大的话。
One great statement they say.
他说亚当所失去的，在基督里面我们得回来。
What Adam lost will regain in Christ.
弟兄姊妹不是的。
No.
亚当所失去的是被造的生命。
What Adam lost is a created life.
是可能会犯罪的生命。
It is a life that can sin.
我们在基督里面是得到的是神的生命。
But in Christ we gain also the life of God.
是永远不会再犯罪的生命。
And also a life that can never sin.
所以不但得回亚当犯罪以前原有被造的荣耀。
Not only we regain the pre-fall glory of Adam.
我们得到的神儿女自由真正永远的荣耀。
But then we have the eternal glory and freedom in the children of God.
远远超过亚当当时。
Far transcending the glory of Adam.
那么当我们得罪这个荣耀的时候
When we have this glory,
我们就变成整个宇宙的主人一样
Then we become the master of the whole world.
是万有的复原开始
So all things are restored.
感谢上帝
Praise God.
所以呢神的儿女
So the children of God
当时被成为受造界的领先者
So they became also the leader of the created world.
耶稣基督是长子。
And Christ Jesus is the elder son.
我们是众子。
And we are all children.
上帝使他儿子们的自由荣耀来到的时候。
So when the glory of God's children come,
别人就跟我们一同得着这个荣耀。
Others together will we enjoy this glory.
你看见一个人带一只狗的时候。
So when you see a person leading a dog,
如果主人是乞丐。
If it's a beggar,
那个狗叫乞丐狗。
So there's a beggar dog.
如果主人是阿公
If the master is 阿公
那一只狗是阿公的狗
So it's the dog of 阿公
如果主人是纳杜
If the 纳杜
那个狗叫做纳杜狗
So that the dog is the dog of 纳杜
你明白吗
Understand 啊、huh?
那个是神儿子赐予的荣耀
So the glory of God's children is freedom
大地的气象完全改变
So they will change the whole universe
所以这里是万物劳苦叹息
So all things now labor and groan.
等候得赎的日子
Waiting from the day of redemption.
可以享受神儿女 自由的荣耀。
We can enjoy this of glorious freedom of children of God.
就这个意思。
And that is the meaning of verse 2.
好，我们大家再读下去。
We'll continue to read.
第二十四节。
24.
我们得救是在乎盼望。
For this is hope we were saved.
只是所见的盼望不是盼望。
But hope that is seen is not hope at all.
谁还盼望他所看见的？
Who hopes for what he already has?
我们若盼望那所看不见的。
But if we hope for what we do not yet have,
我们就必须要忍耐。
We wait for it patiently.
所以在这里告诉我们，当我们面对这个永远的自由的荣耀的来到以前，我们的盼望就产生作用了。
Our hope now produces effect.
我们的眼睛不是定睛在这个朽坏的世界。
Our eye is not fixed upon this mortal body.
这样我们永远不可以做一个悲观消极的人。
Forever we cannot become someone who is pessimistic.
这世界有两种人。
There are two kinds of people in the world.
有一种人，你叫他做什么事？
One who are, you ask them to do something.
他先告诉你不可能的
It's not possible.
很难别人做过都失败
failed.
我哪里能够
okay, I do
that. 这个没有办法、
no、way.
我们没有能力
I have no
我没有经验
I cannot experience.
你叫他做什么都从不能不能开始
It's not possible, not possible.
还有另外一种人
And that kind of person.
他说为什么不能
Why not possible?
我们试试看吧
We try.
别人遇到困难是他的事我们还没有遇到不要先讲嘛
People can feel difficulty, but we have not
我们先做嘛
We do first.
我很喜欢这些有积极有盼望的人生，这种乐观的精神。
I like because spirit with activity, but also with optimistic.
因为我自己是用这样的人生来做上帝的工作。
Because I use this optimism to do the word of God.
所以如果人家说 What are you doing?
When people say 你做什么？
我说 I'm doing mission impossible.
我说这不可能成就事情。
The mission impossible is impossible for you, but not impossible for my God.
哎，对你来说这个使命是不可能，对神是不可能不可能。
所以我不是感到不可能。
Not that I feel it's possible.
我就是了。
But I'll try.
所以这几十年，我告诉你
for this decade,
我做了许多牧师不敢做的事。
I've done things that pastor dare not do.
我试了许多别人不敢试的。
I've tried many things people dare not try.
我勇敢的去做。
I'm brave enough.
依靠上帝做。
Depending on God.
知道自己不能。
I know I cannot do it.
但是我是做神的工作。
But I'm doing the mission of God.
做神的工作靠神的能力。
And we depend on God's power to do the mission.
做神的工作依靠神的恩典。
We rely on the grace of God to do.
我怎么可以把我不够经验代替神是不能的
？How can you, I use my inexperience to substitute the impossibility of God?
我怎么可以把我的限制阻挡神的无限
？How can I now limit the infinity of God?
我不可以把自己的不信代替信实的神
？How can I use my unbelief to substitute the faithfulness of God?
我只能说主啊，我不能。
God, I can.
但是你给我力量。
But give me strength.
你既然把机会给我。
Now you give me the opportunity.
你把更多的恩典赐给我。
Give me more grace.
那更多的恩典这个字哪里来的
？More grace, where does it come from?
这圣经来的。
Come from the Bible.
但是上帝赐更多的恩典。
God will give you more grace.
赐给谁呢
？To humble.
赐给谦卑的人。
Humble.
不只是给骄傲的人。
Not the proud.
那么很多基督徒对谦卑的定义是错的。
A lot of these Christians have a wrong definition of humility.
你叫他做一件事情。
When you ask him to do something.
他说我不能。
No,
他以为这个叫做谦卑。
Oh, that's a humility.
你说我能，你这样骄傲。
You say you can, you're proud.
其实你说我能。
When you say I can.
你要问他为什么你说你能呢
？When you say you can do.
因为神有更多的恩典。
Because God has more grace.
我从前的恩领受的恩典是这样。
The grace I received in the past.
神有更多嘛
？God has given me more.
所以我试试看嘛。
I'll try.
我在祷告嘛。
When I pray.
我在求嘛。
I'll ask more.
所以那些一直长进的人是谦卑的。
Those who are progressing are humble.
你谦卑的感到自己不够，才需要再长进。
Because when he's humble and that's why he needs progress.
所以今天晚上听这一段的话的人。
So tonight when you hear this statement.
你要悔改
you must repent.
你要从你错误的谦卑的概念中间转过来
Turn away from your wrong concept of humility
谦卑是对自己的成就从来不满足
Humility is that you are never satisfied with your own past achievement
谦卑是对真理永远不仔细的追求
And humility is the eternal pursuit of truth
谦卑是继续相信神还有更多的恩典给
Humility is that you want to press forward knowing that more grace comes
那么骄傲的这个定义是什么呢
What is the definition of pride?
以为自己一定是对的
You thought that you're always right.
不做事还以为自己比别人更有经验。
You don't do anything. You thought that you're more experienced than others.
所以呢，以为满足了就够了，不必再做了。
You feel that you are satisfied with what you have, you don't have to progress anymore.
不但不是谦卑，倒是骄傲的记号。
So that is not humility, but the sign of pride.
上帝阻挡骄傲的。
God hinders those who are proud.
上帝赐福给谦卑的。
God bless those who are humble.
因为他有更多的恩赐。
Because you have more grace to give to us.
这是圣经的道理，是很特别的。
So this is a very special teaching of the Bible.
所以那些说的我不能。
Those who say I can't.
我就是这样。
That is me.
那些人不是谦卑的人，是骄傲的。
They're humble, they're proud.
因为他不相信神更多的恩典，不享福，不求神把更多的恩典，他不到需要，他就不是谦卑。
Because they do not believe, they do not ask for more grace from God.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
当你把这个反合性的道理搞清楚以后，
When you are clear with this paradoxical truth,
你千万不要满足你所成就的。
So do not be satisfied with what your achievement is.
你继续相信神有更多的恩典。
Continue to believe that God has more grace for you.
神可能赐给你更多的机会。
Maybe even more opportunity will grant you.
神可能给你更多的工作做。
And more work will give to you.
那么你谦卑依靠他继续做下去。
You are humble, you depend on him, you continue to do it.
这不是骄傲。
That's not pride.
这是永不满足。永远追求的谦卑。
That is the humility forever that you're progressing forward.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
当你有这种心情的时候，
When you have this type of heart and mentality,
你盼望神永远的日子来到。
You hope that that glorious day of God will come.
你就不要感到羞耻。
You will not feel ashamed.
因为神的应许是信实的。
Because the promise of God is faithful.
神的应许不落空的。
The promise of God will come.
但是神的应许不是当场可见可证的。
But the promise of God does not is the instantaneous fulfillment.
那怎么办呢？
What to do now?
神是应许的，我看不见。
A promise I never see.
神已经说了话，但我不能证实啊。
God has spoken, I cannot testify.
所以只能在信仰的背后，在信仰的延伸中间，用盼望继续保持对神的这个顺从。
It is only in the extension of belief you want to maintain this hope for it.
上帝如果给你盼望，给我看。
If God give me hope, show me then.
看不见
了。I cannot see.
看不见你还盼望什么？
You cannot see, how can you hope?
我反问他，盼望就是盼望看不见的嘛。
You don't understand that hope is hope, something you cannot see.
如果看得见就不是盼望，就是看见嘛。
If you can see, there's no hope, there's no seeing.
所以保罗这里反问过来。
So Paul,
有谁还盼望说看得见的？
Who will hope for something he has seen?
说看得见的就不需要盼望。
What has been seen is not hoping.
盼望本来就是看不见的。
Because hope is something which is invisible.
信仰就是对看不见的发出去。
So faith is a projection to something which is invisible.
因为上帝看不见，所以我信他。
It is because God is not visible, that's why I believe in him.
我不是相信因为看得见的上帝。
I do not believe a God that can be seen.
看见的上帝就不是上帝。
God that can be seen is not God.
看得见的上帝一定是下帝，不是上帝。
God can be seen is an earthly person.
因为他眼光范围之内。
Because within the realm of sight.
在眼见的限制之下。
Also in the horizon limitation.
我看在见的范围。
I see.
他什么是上帝？
How can he be God?
那你说耶稣到世界上看得见，他是不是上帝？
So when Jesus comes to the earth, he can be seen. Can he be God?
耶稣在地上的时候，你说看见的是他的身体，他的人性。
When Jesus is on the earth, you see his body, you see his human nature.
只有你的信心看见那不能看见的神性的时候，你才是真正信他。
It is only when you first see the deity that cannot be seen, then you are truly believing.
他是那不能见的神来到人间的人间。
He is God who cannot be seen coming into the visible world.
道成肉身
The word becoming flesh,
成为可看见的人
and become a man that is visible,
称自己为人子
and call him as a son of man,
但是他要我们相信他是从父那里差来的
But he wants us to believe that he is sent by God from him.
当你看耶稣的人性的时候
When you see the human nature of Jesus,
你心灵是信他的神性
In the spirit you believe him into his divine nature.
当你领受上帝应许的时候
When you receive the promise of God,
你心里是盼望那看不见的终极
In the heart you're hoping for the invisible ultimacy
因为你盼望那看不见的
You're hoping for that which cannot be seen
你的盼望才是盼望
Then your hope is a true hope
保罗在这里很清楚地告诉我们
Paul here very clearly tells
有谁还盼望他所看见的
Who would hope for things that he has seen
既然是看不见
Now it is not visible
所以你就盼望
And that's what you hope
既然是盼望
Because you hope
你就要忍耐
You must be patient.
所以这个是一步接连一步把整个真理把它完整的告诉我们。
So that is the continuous step whereby God tells a perfection of truth.
盼望
Hope.
盼望
Hope.
如果你的盼望是向能变的人发出去
If your hope projected to the changeable man,
you hope people who can change.
If your hope is about people that can change,
所以你的盼望就没有永远的可能。
Your hope would not have an eternal possibility.
如果你的盼望是向永远不变的上帝发出去的，
If your hope is projected to God who never changes,
你的盼望就有永恒的本质的可能。
Then there's an eternal need in hope.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
上帝被称为我们的上帝。
That God is called our God.
并不以为羞耻。
Do not feel ashamed of that.
因为他是信实的。
Because he is faithful.
他是不叫盼望他的人抱愧蒙羞的上帝。
He will not cause those who have hope in him will be disappointed.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
We will never hope in vain.
我们不会在这个失望的当中。
Our hope to God will remain forever and everlasting value.
我们对神的盼望是以永恒的价值的。
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
因为神是可靠的。
Because God is trustworthy.
所以今天晚上。
Tonight,
你要知道全世界都在苦难中间。
You must, the whole world is subjected to suffering.
穷人羡慕做有钱人。
The poor will desire for the rich.
有钱人羡慕做穷人。
And also the rich will admire for the poor.
因为他看乞丐睡在桥边也没有事情。
You see the beggar sleeping by the side of a bridge, nothing happened to him.
那么你说你的钱全部给我做您做他又不要。
He said, why don't you give me all your money and become a income beggar? He doesn't want.
所以人生很矛盾。
So that's very conflicting nature.
你羡慕我，我羡慕你，看我好，我看你好，个个知道别人好，自己不大好。
I will admire you. You admire me. You think that others are good. You are no good. But yeah, others are no good too.
全世界都在苦难。
The whole world is subjected to suffering.
但是基督徒呢？
What about Christians?
终极的盼望。
It's ultimate hope.
有永远的盼望。
It's an hope.
盼望看不见的。
Hoping for that we cannot be seen.
我不是说所有看不见的都可以拿来做我们的盼望。
I'm not saying that all things that cannot be seen can become a hope.
我是说我们的盼望是面向看不见的神的应许。
I'm saying that our hope is that the eternal promise of God we cannot be seen.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
能见的神是有限制。
God that can be seen is a finite God.
无限的神是灵。
The infinite God is a spirit.
灵不是物质。
A spirit is not matter.
灵是看不见的。
Spirit is not cannot be seen.
看不见的神才是神。
God that cannot be seen is a true God.
神是看不见的。
God is invisible.
看得见的神不是神。
God which is visible is not a true God.
因为神是看不见的神才是神。
Because God is an invisible God and therefore is God.
所以信一位看不见的神是合理的。
And to believe in an invisible God is reasonable.
因为相信了无限者。
Because to believe in an infinite one,
你相信了绝对者
and to believe in an absolute one,
你相信了永恒者
to believe in an eternal one,
你相信了绝对完美者
and also you believe in the absolute perfect one.
你既然对这位绝对完美无限永恒的神发出信心
so now to this God who is perfect that you're projecting your faith,
你对他的盼望更在他的应许中间发出了看到那信仰所看到却是世人没有看到的。
Your faith to him is something you see in your faith, yet the people of the world cannot see.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
第二样。
The second.
基督徒在苦难中间与非基督徒不同在哪里？
Now, what's the difference of Christian suffering and also the world's suffering?
基督徒有与神交通的权柄。
We have this power to have fellowship with God.
我们除了盼望以外，
other than hope,
我们祷告。
We pray.
我们可以求。
We can ask.
我们可以到他的面前来。
We can come before him.
他是我的父亲。
He's my father.
他是我的阿爸天父。
My Abba heavenly father.
我是他的儿女。
I'm his children.
我到他面前求。
When I come to him to pray.
前两次你还记得吗？
You know the two sessions before.
我们得做的不是奴仆的心，那是儿女的灵。
The heart we have is not the slave heart, but the spirit of the children.
是上帝儿子的灵在我们里面。
The spirit of the children of God is
in
us.
Abba,
and that was the Abba Father.
所以这个特权已经有了。
This privilege we have.
我们应当知道我们的祷告是最大的一个特权。
We know that our prayer is the greatest privilege we have.
你有困难的时候跑回去找妈妈。
When there's difficulty, you go and look for your mother.
你困难了打电话给爸爸。
And also you call your father.
好像在那里可以解决你的困难。
As if he, dad can solve your problem.
父母的爱是最周全。
The love of parents is so perfect.
地上的父母都是很有限。
But then the earthly parents are limited.
当基督徒祷告的时候。
When the Christian pray.
他不是 local call.
It's not a local call.
它不是 international call.
也不是国际的电话。
它是 inter-universal call.
而是宇宙性的电话。
地上跟天上打电话。
The earth calling the heaven.
而且不是 position position call， 是 person to person call。
不是地基跟地基的，是个人跟个人的。
是个别的祷告。
It's a personal call。
与神谈话。
You're talking to God。
你知道你祷告的时候用这个特权吗
？You know you have this privilege when you have this prayer。
你来到天父的面前。
You come to the Heavenly Father。
你把你的困难告诉他。
You tell all the difficulty you have。
这个。二十世纪心理学发展的时候
and development of 20th century psychology
他就呢发现了人心理变态的三大原因
they discovered that the abnormality of a psychology there are three reasons for that
the psychological abnormality 有三个基本的原因
three basic reasons for psychological abnormality
第一个原因
the first
没有享受正常的爱
He has never enjoyed the normal life.
第二
Second,
找不到自己适当的身份
He cannot find his own identity.
第三
The third,
没有真正的对象可以交通
Do not have a true object of communication.
这三件事使一个人变成孤独变成无助的一个很可怕的人
These are three reasons that cause a person to be so isolated
人是需要爱也需要被爱的一个活物。
Men need love and also need to be loved.
如果你一直爱别人，没有人爱你，你也是很苦的。
If you continue to have love without being loved, you also suffer.
如果你每天一直接受人的爱，没有机会爱人，你也是很苦的。
If every day you receive love without loving others, also you suffer.
你需要爱，也需要被爱。
You need to love and to be loved.
而爱与被爱两件事情平衡的时候
，When there's a balance of this love and to be loved,
你心里非常的满足。
You're still satisfied.
你爱一个人，那个人一点都不爱你，你苦死。
When you love that person, he doesn't love you. You still suffer.
或者那个人一直爱你，一点不爱他，他也苦死，你也苦死。
Or that person continues to love you, but you never love him. Also, you feel suffer.
爱与被爱的平衡。
Love and to be loved, there's a balance.
是心理正常的一个原因。
That's the first reason for you to be normal psychologically.
第二个原因是我找到了我的身份。
I found my own identity.
在家中，我是真正生出来，不是。抱来的孩子。
In the home, I'm not adopted. I was truly born by my own mother.
真正有父母的人。
I want to truly have my own parents.
在社会，我是正式的公民。
In the society, I'm a true citizen.
我在学校里面是智力不差、不太高，但也不会被轻看一个普通的人。
In the school, I'm a common people, yet my IQ is normal.
我是找到身份的人。
I'm the one who found identity.
你的心情平定。
So you are normal psychologically.
第三，你有困难、有痛苦的时候。
When you have difficulties,
你有相通的可能
There's a possibility of fellowship.
有人可以静心耐心听你的话
Someone can listen to you patiently.
你的困难可以告诉他
You can tell him all difficulties.
他不讥笑你
He will not mock at you.
他不变成喇叭把你乱传一场
He will not trumpet it out.
他不是把你的话当作讥笑
He will not mock at you because of your words.
叫很多人一同来轻看你
And then he'll
不是的
mock at you.
他会替你保密他会跟你交换意见他会把他的劝告中他对你的看法讲解清楚需要的时候他可以责备你然后把他的经验分享给你这种交流啊使你享受到人生的满足
You enjoy the contentment
of life. 这三样失去的时候
When you lose all these three things,
人的心理就发生问题
Then there's a problem with psychology.
有一些人灵性很伟大
There are some who are very great
但要克服这三件事完全超越是很难的
But to transcend all these three things are difficult.
感谢上帝
Praise God.
神在这三样为我们预备好了
God upon these three things has prepared for us.
二十世纪的心理学所发现的东西
What they discovered in the 20th century psychology.
圣经早就齐全告诉我们
The Bible long ago has told us completely.
基督徒领受了最大的爱
Christian received the greatest love.
神的爱
God's love.
基督徒领受了最大的地位
Christian had the greatest position.
神的儿女
God's children.
基督徒领受了最大的交通
Christian had the greatest fellowship.
我们一生来往
We have a fellowship with God.
把我们的困难告诉他。
We contain all difficulties.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
所以这些困难的世代中间
，In these ages of difficulties，
就是荣耀没有来到以前的日子。
The day before glory comes，
我们有儿女的地位。
We had a position as a children.
我们有神的爱浇灌。
And a God's love pouring upon us.
使我们的盼望不归于虚空。
That our hope will not be in emptiness.
我们还有祷告，把我们的心倾吐在神面前。 的特权。
And also with the privilege to open ourselves before God to talk to Him.
这就是我们祈祷的生活。
And this is our prayer for life.
这也是下一次我们要讲的事情。
This is what we're going to talk about the next session.
就是在第二十六节开始。
In verse number 26.
我们现在先读这一段，也我们就留到下一次来讲。
We want to read verse 26.
罗马书第八章第二十六节。
Verse 26.
二十七，一同来读。况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着上帝的旨意替圣徒祈求。感谢上帝。我们今天就读到这个地方。我们大家站起来。我们感谢上帝。